Consolidation is something that has been studied closely in many places. Here in this area, the Public Policy Forum issued a report last year on the possibilities for service sharing among fire departments in the southern half of the county. We spoke with Forum President Rob Henkin at the time, and he explained why emergency services are often a good match for consolidation efforts.
When you are really looking at significant financial savings, public safety is such a huge part of municipal budgets that you really have to start with police and fire. Now, again, that doesn't mean that those are the services that in the end we're going to decide are worth sharing to a greater extent and or consolidating, because there are lots of reasons why public safety is a big area of expenditure and it's a big priority for local decision makers. But that being said, what led us to really want to look at fire services here was the fact that if indeed one of the drivers is budget savings, then that's an area that you have to look at. Also, there's a very successful model within our midst. The North Shore Fire Department is a successful model of a consolidated fire department that not only has saved money for the North Shore communities, but has actually enhanced the level of service.
So looking at Southern Milwaukee County, there obviously is a geographic advantage here.
Yes. And we actually looked at all eight municipalities in the southern part of the county, decided that there were five, Greenfield, Hales Corners, Greendale, Franklin, and Oak Creek, that really asked us to come in and take a look. Those are communities. Two of the five are among the fastest growing in the entire state of Wisconsin. There's a lot of cooperation in terms of mutual aid already going on between the five departments. So this was a matter of those five municipalities saying, look, we're not sure we want to do this, but we at the very least want to look at some enhanced sharing of services and perhaps look at a fully consolidated model similar to the North Shore.
So as you looked into the various consolidation possibilities, obviously you had to look at the inner workings of fire departments. What are the areas within fire services that cost the most?
Well, costing the most personnel is roughly 90% of a fire department budget, at least for these five communities, is personnel. And that's both salaries and fringe benefits and overtime. And so we took a look at all of those areas. But there are also other areas of operations that have costs associated with them, the apparatus. So that includes the fire vehicles. It includes the equipment that's on the fire vehicles. It includes the ambulances. Those are big costs for fire departments. And so we've seen opportunities in terms of exploring service sharing and full consolidation for reducing costs in both of those areas.
Well, and so what are the specific areas? How would combining these services, because obviously the idea is to provide the same level of service. What are the areas where you would envision and this report would envision cost savings could be accomplished?
Well, what we did was, first of all, try to catalog where is there already some service sharing going on. And there are several areas. Training is one where there's some limited degree of service sharing. Could there perhaps be more was the question. In terms of mutual aid and backup and so on, there is some sharing going on. But then we decided to model three different approaches. One would be what we labeled an enhanced service sharing model. A second would be what we termed an operational consolidation model. And then the third would be full consolidation. So to directly answer your question, the first model really speaks to that. Because in three key areas of fire department operations that really don't have a noticeable impact to the average taxpayer or citizen, for example, are training, fire inspections, and vehicle repair and maintenance. And we found that in those three areas, irrespective of any other move to possibly merge operations or consolidate in any way, if these five communities were to look at perhaps doing those three aspects of fire services jointly, there could certainly be some opportunity for operational efficiency.
Rob Henkin, president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum, speaking to us last year about a study of potential mergers of emergency services in southern Milwaukee County. The first large-scale local ethnic festival celebrating Indian culture is scheduled for this Saturday. We'll get a preview of India Fest Milwaukee when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.